Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, great extended weekend. Hey, it feels like, Jeffrey, we're getting a lot of days off recently, doesn't it? Like, I've been kind of enjoying this. We got Juneteenth off.
Yeah.
And then we not only got July 4th off.
We got the third
off. Whatever happened, this is like we're turning into the NBA over at Odyssey.
Yeah, I know. You know? We're a lot of
like,
load
you
management.
Never know.
Yeah.
On a given day, am I going to turn on 92.9 and get Jeffries or not? Like, what? It's are we not guilty of this, Jeffrey?
Listen, Jeff. Knowing we put in the work, we put in the time. You know, it's just about making. You know, we're a lot like it's not load management. It's more like baseball. We're not letting anyone go through. You know, through the lineup more than three times.
I think, you know, we just want to be fresh at the end of the year.
Yeah,
when it counts,
absolutely.
Right? We need to be fresh.
We got to be fresh for football season.
We need to be fresh for football season. I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. Far be it from me to complain about the lack of work. But yeah, there we are. Do you know why we got Thursday off in addition to Friday off? Just the generosity of spirit?
I think it was a generous spirit, and I think maybe we might have had staffing problems.
Okay, so anyway, there you go. We had Thursday.
I will say this: there was nobody at the golf course on Thursday, so I was enjoying it. Played like 3 hours.
This is a 5 day where we are promising you
five days of shows.
We are promising you this is going to be a rarity. 5 days of shows. 5 days. 5 days of shows. Although we have reached that moment in the programming.
Yeah,
when we focused extensively on some meaningless summer basketball for our players who most of whom will not only will they not be in the rotation, they will not be on the roster, and they won't even be on the G League.
Yeah,
roster,
I'm saying they might even be, well, a lot of them won't even be in South Haven, right?
We're going to analyze this because like we got Big 12 media days this week, Jeff,
with no preseason poll.
That's the wimpiest thing.
One of the softest things I've ever seen.
Okay, let's just discuss this for a moment. What the hell?
I have no idea. It makes no sense.
But do you think it's?
I mean, it is. So Tim Murray and I went through it a couple of weeks ago. We went through the 24 preseason poll, and it is pretty funny how wrong it was. But at the same time, we knew the Big 12 was going to be chaotic. Like, we knew none of these teams were that much better.
Let's be honest. They're not. This was a media poll.
Right. This was the preseason poll that they always do at media days.
The Big 12 is not protecting the media. Oh, we don't want to embarrass.
Absolutely not.
They don't give a damn
at all.
Right. So,
and I'm not saying they should either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a reflection of the.
I think the logic to it would be to me. They're meaningless, okay, A. And B, they're more meaningless than ever because these teams are all assembled on the fly.
Sure.
So if it was already a impossible enterprise of knowing who's going to be good on a given year, who's going to get hurt, who's going to, you know, rise above expectations, here now, given the fact that every team is thoroughly reconstructed, it's ridiculous, and we are going to acknowledge its ridiculousness and just not have a poll. That to me would be the argument. Listen, the argument for not having, when the top 25, when the AP top 25 meant something, in other words, if things actually hinge on it, right? If the rankings determine something or anything, and having a preseason ranking locks in expectations such that, you know, if you start 23 in the AP top 25, you've got to work your way up, and the team that starts at four has sort of a cushion. If it meant something, then I could see the argument against polls generally. But these polls are literally just talking polls. They're literally just to give us something to say what we think about the season. So who cares? But it's stupid to abandon them.
Well, I think what you do, though, is you eliminate another opportunity for people to talk about your season.
Disrespect. We were disrespected. How the hell is anyone going to talk about how nobody believed in us when there's no poll to indicate that nobody believed in them?
I mean, if you really want to put your tinfoil hat on and just start throwing some ideas around, I wonder if it was a push because Arizona State was picked dead last and they end up winning the league. And, well, we gave them motivation. Well, you know, coaches thinking like,
you think the real motivation here was coaches didn't want to give teams picked at the bottom motivation, and that's why they abandoned.
And then I would also add that teams that had preseason expectations, so like Oklahoma State, Utah, they had big time preseason expectations, and they disappointed,
them, and
right?
So they were embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, that's just soft, man. That is so, so soft. But to the larger point, we have hit that time of year when, it's a little thin, but we do have Big 12 Media Days this week, and next week, SEC Media Days, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I guarantee there will be a preseason poll there.
And there will also be a NFL football game in July.
Indeed. The Hall of Fame game.
In this month, there will be an NFL football game. Do you know who's in it?
No clue.
Neither.
I want to see the Cowboys maybe this year.
What?
I want to see maybe the Cowboys are in it.
Hmm. Could have guessed one team, I would have guessed the Colts. But I literally have no clue.
Yep, we could not have been more wrong. The game will feature the Los Angeles Chargers and the Detroit Lions. The game will be broadcast on NBC and Peacock.
You know who I think, by the way, is being incredibly disrespected?
Who's that?
Dan Campbell. Like, Dan Campbell is people expect this massive fall off. Weirdly, Dan Campbell is a head coach who is both revered and exalted and totally dismissed because he's a great culture builder, but people think because he lost his coordinators, they're going to totally drop off the cliff. I think, talking of disrespect, that I think Dan Campbell and the Lions have something to prove this year.
I think, doesn't it go to show, though,
starting with the Hall of Fame game.
I 100% agree with your premise, but doesn't it also go to show, it's like, if we just kind of think you're meathead football guy, like we...
Oh, we're never going to let go.
Like, we think you're like a long-term interim. Like, he's just an extended interim coach. Exactly. But, like, we are waiting for this, okay, when's this going to fall apart? Like, because he's not a scheme guy. He's not... And the thing is, forever, this was the type of coach that everyone would hire. A culture guy.
Didn't Coach O have a good year before he had miserable years?
Well, I mean, he did win a title.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm not analogizing the two.
No, but I actually
analogize the two that they and well, of course, and there it did. Anyway, we will get to all of that.
Well, it's
analyze the Hall of Fame game when it rolls around too.
But I mean, think about it in the same terms. Like, he had Dave Aranda, who is viewed as a cerebral defensive coach that knows what he's doing. And he had Joe Brady, who at the time was being lauded as someone that was reinventing football when all he did was just run the same things that everybody else was doing. It's just LSU had never run them.
So there you go. Okay. Today on the radio show, let's just see. Chris Harrington, straight up 10 o'clock. I listened to all your segments with Chris last week when I was away, but I get to talk to Chris at 10 o'clock today, and so we will do that. Otherwise, it's just us, folks. It's just us, but we are here for five full days. Like, we bring it, man. We bring it. Every once in a while, we get to a week.
We're not scared of a thin calendar, Jeff.
No. We embrace it. We run to the fire.
Absolutely.
We run. Other people may run away. We run to the fire. So that's the lineup today. Just we got Chris, and then it's us. I didn't want another moment to go by without at least stopping for a moment and saying a prayer for the folks in Texas, because that is truly, truly, truly horrific. It is one of those stories that I can't even read them. Like, I'm
right there with you. Like, Aaliyah was like, oh, she was trying to give me an update. It was like, I only want updates of good news. I don't want anything else.
You want to tell me someone was rescued? Yep. I might listen to that. I think the last was 82 dead, 41 missing. At Camp Mystic, 27 children and counselors. I can't imagine the horror of, and anyone who's a parent, and honestly, maybe if you're even not a parent, the horror of sending your kids off to summer camp.
I would say if you're just someone who even went off to camp, you know what I mean? You probably have a lot of fond memories of, right, of going to camp every summer, and like, what a nightmare.
To send your kid off to summer camp and to pack them away with their whatever, their blanket and their list of this, and I'll see you in 2 weeks or whatever, and that is the last that is seen of them, is just so heart-achingly tragic that I can't begin to get my mind around it. And I was talking to one of my sisters-in-law who had been down that river rafting, and she says typically it's just a pretty modest, the Guadalupe is a pretty modest little stream. And I did watch a couple videos before I said, no, I can't take this. And it is just horrifying what happened. And then you get into why and who's to blame and whatnot. And I'll be honest, I haven't been able to tell if, for example, the cuts in the Weather Service or decisions not to build or early warning or disregard for climate change. I don't know whether they played any part in the deaths of these 82 so far. And I just kind of hope not. I hope you're in a position where cuts, pointless cuts, didn't cost these kids. And I just don't know. I haven't read well enough to know there were vacancies or whatnot, but would have made any difference given the way that it came up so incredibly. I don't know the answer to that. It does strike me, though, that broadly speaking, you would think this would be a time when we would be putting more resources into the National Weather Service, however it played out in this instance. Given the, whether it's, fires out west or floods or hurricanes, what we're seeing across the country increasingly, would think that FEMA would be one thing that would be, that we would appreciate and make sure it's well-resourced so that people are trained and have the resources necessary to go in times of emergency to help folks. I mean, we had North Carolina last year. And then you would also hope that we would put more money into researching and being in readiness for these things when they come, because, it's just a horrific disaster, And I'm praying for the folks anyone affected by that. Have you spent much time in what they call Hill Country, Jeffrey? So I'm not even. Yeah, go ahead.
I've been a couple of times, but he went to high school with me. He was a year before. He was a year ahead of me at MUS. We went to Pepperdine together. He was our president. He lives down in San Antonio. So him and his family are not affected, but they've had friends that have been, and it's been not great.
Cowboys and Texans donated $1.5 million to the rescue and whatnot. And so that was good to see them step up. I think it's a story that as we are, you know, as you're having your hot dogs or hamburgers or barbecue or fireworks over the weekend, that a story that was just...
Well, I mean, to your point, you know, when we have a couple of days off, I do a pretty good job of kind of putting the phone up, putting the internet up. And I didn't know the severity of what was going on until people in the group chat started talking about it. And then I started looking it up. And that was when I got to the point where it's like, I do not want to read this stuff.
I can't read about, can't read about kids. I can't read about kids dying. That's it. I can't read about kids dying. Makes me soft, but because me looking away doesn't help things.
No, I'm not saying that's the appropriate answer, but yeah. Like that's.
All right. Grizzlies. Grizzlies.
Revenge.
Started summer. Yeah, we'll get to the revenge in a minute. First, the transactions continue, Jeffrey.
They do indeed, Jeff.
As they trade Jay Huff to the Pacers for a second and a second swap, a second round swap. So that's what you get for Jay Huff. And then they went out immediately. And we did wonder what they would do. Obviously, I was only here a little bit last week when we were talking about first the re-signing of Jaren and then the injury to Jaren. And this also follows the injury to Zach Edey. And so we wondered what they would do to bolster the front court. And what they did was they traded Jay Huff. They got some modest things back for Jay Huff. And then they signed Jock Landale, the center who played last year for Houston. He's an Aussie. And you can argue, like, if you look at these two players, who is better? Well, Jay Huff last year, 6.9 points a game, 2 rebounds. Landale, 4.8 points a game, 3.3 rebounds. Like nothing like leaps out at you. They're both bench bigs. And honestly, I did see some Grizzly fans lamenting it. Oh, I can't believe it. Jay Huff is so much better. I'll tell you what, Jay Huff, here's what's better about Jay Huff. The highlights. The highlights are better. Jay Huff has great highlights because he bombs in threes and he throws in reverse jams.
Yep.
And he runs the court and he was fun. I mean, that little part of last year when we sort of discovered Jay Huff, man, that was fun. But what you learned was we used to remark, how the hell is this guy not stuck to a team? How has he not? You're like, listen, he's big. He's
a 7-footer that can legitimately shoot a three.
He can block shots. He can do what a 7-footer should do: stretch the floor, run the court, block shots, like perfect, like with Ja. Why would? And we wondered, we marveled at it, and then we realized, yeah, he's a pretty atrocious defensive player.
You can back him down pretty easily.
He's not a rebounder. And he's not a tough guy in any sense of the word. He's just not. Like, that's not what he is, right? He's just not. Like, he's fun. He is fun.
Yeah.
When he's on a heater. But what Jock Landale is more of your typical big dude. That's what he is. And has a much better rebounding rate. Offensive rebounding. Last year, when he was on the court, he rebounded 10% of the Rockets' misses. And so he is a very good offensive rebounder. He's more of in the model of a tough guy. He actually can stretch the floor a little bit. He's knocked around a lot. He's had some injuries. He's been from team to team. Last year he played with the Rockets. And so who's better, I think, is a close question. I don't know that one is better. Who is a better fit for what these Grizzlies need until Zach Edey comes back, I think there Landale's better. And I guess that's how I would phrase it. Do you, is that what your general assessment is as well?
Yeah, my general assessment was this was a style of play decision, and that if you're going to miss significant time to start the season without Zach Edey, you needed someone that could at least recreate what Zach does. Like, not obviously to the same degree, but the style of play is similar, and that seems to be the style of play that the Grizzlies have decided that this is what is going to work best. This is what's going to get the best out of Ja. This is what's going to allow them to play their best basketball. To me, this was a better fit than it was with Jay.
I think that's it exactly. Now, he did do an interview this offseason in Australia
I think it was called the Tommy Talks podcast.
The Tommy Talks podcast, big in Australia. And it will, we'll let you hear from. It's interesting. The guy wanted to stir some S up there at Down Under. He asked Landale right off the top, why didn't you play instead of Steven Adams? And you get a little flavor of him from this interview.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there you go. So, Jeffrey, first of all, what do you think of the Aussie accent? Are you where's it rank in your, we disagree on fight songs and it's fine, but
we only disagree really on one.
If you're going various English accents, Aussie, Irish, your basic, Aussies, there's all kinds of British.
There's obviously variations of the Aussie accent, but in general, I just associate Aussie accent with cool.
I was on a hike recently. It was when I was out in Colorado, and we were walking along and this guy stops and he asks, he said, can you answer a question? We stopped and he said, God, what was it? Who would win? An emu or it was a fight. It was two animals fighting. Yeah, right. And he was obviously, he'd been walking along and distracting his kids from the misery of walking along by playing this game. But he engaged us in this enterprise and we analyzed it carefully as one would. But then I said, so where in Australia are you from? Because he very clearly had an Aussie accent. Like, you can't miss it, right? It's an Aussie accent. And he said, I'm from New Zealand.
Oh.
That's terrible. I totally blew it. I apologized. I did apologize. But I'd be honest, I can't tell Aussie, New Zealand. Anyway, what'd you think of that interview? What was revealing to you about the interview, to the extent that anything, besides just it's fun to hear the Aussie accent?
Well, I was also wondering, you know, there is a big rivalry between New Zealand and Australia, and like
that's
I was wondering,
Tommy Talks was trying to stir up an international incident.
Yeah,
right.
So obviously playing on that. I know this is apropos to nothing, but like, I did find myself. It's like, should the Grizzlies have been a little bit more patient with Steven? But you know, they had.
I think that's a fine question. That's a fine question.
Yeah. I get that.
What I found interesting about it was, first of all, nice that he's made for the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, I don't know the playoffs in the future this year. We'll get to that later on in the show. But nice that he's built for the playoffs. What I actually really liked about it was he did say, credit where credit is due. I shouldn't have played ahead of Steven Adams. Like in the guy was trying to stir up S. And our man Jack is
like, listen, because like he even admitted, he's like, there are points during the season where I'm thinking I'm the better option. And we got to the playoffs and he's like, oh, that's why they did this.
No, that guy's an animal.
Yeah.
that guy, credit where credit's due, even though he's a New Zealander and Jack is an oddity. Anyway, perfectly reasonable trade for the Grizzlies. It made sense to me. Some of you may be mad. The Jay Huff era is over. I am not. We also had the first game in Summer League as the Grizzlies, as Jeffrey pointed out, took revenge. Oh, that was sweet. 92-80 over Oklahoma City. They play again tonight, by the way. It's Utah on NBA TV at 8 o'clock. That's tonight. And then tomorrow, they're one of four teams playing in this particular mini Summer League. They got Philly tomorrow night. That's at 6, also on NBA TV. But Saturday, it was Oklahoma City, 92-80. And what we saw instantly was that Jalen Wells is too good for Summer League.
Yeah, right? I think that's the first thing you wanted to see, right?
Yes, you want to see players who look like they don't belong.
Yeah,
right?
In the positive.
Yes, in the positive. You want to see players who are like, yeah, no. And it does raise the question of how much we're going to see Jalen Wells, because he looks like, oh, I mean, the last thing we saw Jalen Wells, he was face floor on the ground, right? Like, so it's nice
or in the hospital bed.
Or in the hospital bed. So it's nice to see him back healthy. Didn't shoot that well, honestly. He was 5 of 14, but he got to the line. He was 7 of 7 from the line, 20 points for Jalen Wells. Filled up the box score. He looked like himself. He looked like he was too good for Summer League, and so that was great. GG Jackson also scored 20 points. 8 of 15, shot actually better than Jalen Wells. In terms of wanting to see some of the other stuff, like he didn't, you know, no assists, 2 turnovers, no steals, no blocks. Like, you know, let's be honest. At this point for GG Jackson, the test is not going to be, did he put up 20 points?
Yeah, did he score? You know,
the test is going to be, can he contribute in other ways? And it's interesting because, like with Cam Spencer, who had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, he was plus 12, played the most minutes of anybody. He is such a specialized skill, right? He is going to be on the court to hit 3-pointers. That's why he's going to be on, right? He's going to be unveiled and used to stretch the floor to hit 3-pointers. It'll be scrappy otherwise, whatever. You want to see progress from him in all sorts of ways as well. But for GG, he will never be the guy who you want, you know, on the floor, who is going to be the leading man.
Right, the primary scoring option.
And so can he find a secondary role? Can he prove himself? And this is honestly the same question we were asking last year, and the answer was no. Can he figure out ways to be effective and a contributing winning basketball player when he's not the primary scoring option and it's not a G League game, you know? And I think he can make steps to that in the summer. And it probably actually helps that Isolo is the head coach. That's sort of rare in Summer League, but it makes sense to me. But it also, it's an important time for him, because I think, let's be honest, at the end of the season, they had no trust in GG Jackson. And so they went away from GG Jackson. And so he pouted, and that probably didn't make things better. And so this offseason is is a chance for Gigi to rebuild trust. The fact that Isolo is the head coach is another opportunity, it seems to me. You're now actually trying to construct that relationship, but it is up to him to be a all-around winning basketball player during these summer league games. And the fact that he had 20 points doesn't, yeah, it's whatever, it's fine. But it's a different task for him. Let me ask you this. Do you believe, ultimately, we will look back at this period of Gigi's career as growing pains, an adjustment had to go through in order to become the effective winning Grizzly that he will ultimately turn out to be? Or do you believe it's never going to happen in Memphis for Gigi Jackson?
I'd like to say I would hope for the former, I should say, but I still think the biggest problem that Gigi has is I think he still thinks like getting on the floor is just scoring. And the reason why he has not been on the floor has not been his scoring ability, his scoring potential, but it's learning to play defense. It's the little stuff, it's attitude and whatnot. And he's still young, so I can be hopeful, but my gut says if he does put it together, it's somewhere else.
Let's be honest. If you're just predicting, and you know, there's no odds either way.
It's a second round draft pick, yeah.
You're just predicting. Is he going to make it as a Grizzly and be an effective contributing member of this rotation or not? The safer thing, the obvious thing, is to say not. That is the more likely scenario. It doesn't mean that the first one can't happen. And that we're not hoping that the first one happens. But the more likely scenario, this is year three, for God's sakes, you know? And the fact that at the end of last year, he was benched and then pouted, I hope because of his immense physical gifts and because he's fun, he's charming.
Sure.
He's got charisma. He's a breath of fresh air in some ways. Like when he's happy Gigi, I love what he can be at his best. So I certainly hope that it's choice A, which is that he figures it out and becomes a winning basketball player for the Grizzlies. But if you are just predicting what's more likely to happen at this point, you have to say B. If it happens at all, it will happen somewhere else in a matter. That is the more likely scenario. So again, I'm not giving up on him. I want him to figure it out for his sake and honestly for the Grizzlies' sake and the sake of Grizzlies fans, but I don't necessarily predict it. Again, Cam Spencer, 14 points in pretty extensive minutes. And then you had the other rookie, Javon Small. He had 6 assists, 4 points, 2 of 6 from the field. Whatever. Did not look like he was too good for summer league. Contrasted to Jaylen Wells, didn't look like he was too good for summer league. How big of a disappointment was it that we didn't see Copper? We also didn't see Mayshak because
he hadn't been traded yet. Yeah, it hadn't.
Now that massive 7-player trade has gone through, it's weird. Because the Grizzlies are not one of the 7-team trade. The Grizzlies are not part of the 7-team trade, that the main piece of which sends Kevin Durant from the Suns to the Rockets. But they ended up with one of the players from the 7-team trade because Mayshak was traded as part of this deal to Golden State, and then Golden State subsequently sent him to Memphis. And now he is eligible now to play tonight. I don't know if he's going to play tonight, but it wouldn't surprise me because he is eligible to play tonight, right?
Yeah, it would not surprise me. On the Cedric front, I feel like disappointment always starts with what was your expectation. I didn't have expectations we were going to see him night one.
Yeah, I don't expect to see him this summer. And is it disappointing in the sense that I'd like to see him? Sure. But I think at this point, the expectation is that he probably will not play. All right, we got Chris Harrington to discuss all of this. We have a lot more to get into when we come back. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday. We're going to be here all week. And by the way, also all week, over at Ocall, semi-annual sale is going on. There is no better time than right now to get in there for your spring and summer merchandise. It's tailored clothes, it's sports shirts, it's shorts, it's suits. It's throughout the store, savings throughout the store. It's men's, it's women's. This is, some people wait all year for this moment when you get the same incredible service, the same beautiful clothes, at better prices, at even better prices. And so head on into Oak Hall. Take advantage of savings that people wait for all year long. This week, it's still early in summer, people, and you can be looking spiffy for the rest of summer. You just got to get into Oak Hall sometime this week. The semi-annual sale is underway. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That's right. You can right now. It's unbelievable what they do over there. It's a fabulous place to buy your engagement ring or any jewelry, honestly. But during the Summer of 1,000 engagements, you can save up to 40% off. Plus, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler with your purchase. It is for a limited time, though, so do not tarry. Listen, proposals need ice, and Robert Irwin Jewelers is delivering it in more ways than one. Spend $24.99 or more, and you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. Plus, you get the peace of mind guarantee. And that, to me, as much as anything, it is one of the, you know, you get a car. A car doesn't have the emotional significance, but this is the most important purchase of your life, probably, in all kinds of ways. And you have the peace of mind guarantee, which means you have, for your custom-made engagement ring, you've got 365 days to return it for any reason. You won't, because it's going to be stunning, but it's just one of the things they offer at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Plus, honestly, they save you money. Lowest price on GIA certified natural diamonds at the lowest prices in the Mid-South. And as I said, during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, up to 40% off. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their 5 locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. Jeffrey, I don't know if we have time to get to take 5. Do you think I don't know that we have time. I don't think we have time to get 5 things in before we got to get to Chris Harrington.
So do you want to save it for hour number 2?
We may just have to save it for. Okay. I wanted a couple of things I did want to discuss that we haven't gotten to as of yet. One is Joey Chestnut. He returns triumphantly. Is it impressive or disgusting? He ate in 10 minutes. Did you keep track of
this? So 70 and a half. That's the other thing. When did we start counting half dogs?
He ate 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. That, let me ask you this. Could you, like in 1 minute, like if you're running a marathon at an 8 minute mile pace, well, to run a mile in an 8 minute mile pace is not that impressive. Like I could go out and run a marathon and run a mile in I could run a mile in 8 minutes.
When you get to over the age of like 35, for me to like go, okay, that's pretty good. If you crack 7 in a mile, then I'm like, all right, that's pretty good.
Right. So, but even like if you can do 8 for 1 mile, that's nice. If you can do it the second mile, and I'm a little more, but by the time you're getting up to the 16th mile,
right,
and you're still cranking out 8 minute miles or what, a 7 minute,
yeah, absolutely.
Then I'm dazzled. So anyone should be able to start strong. Could you, Joey, average 7 hot dogs a minute with buns, by the way?
Yep.
With buns, 7 hot dogs a minute for 10 minutes. Could you do? How many hot dogs could you eat in 1 minute? That means the whole damn dog.
All right. So if I just went all out, man, I feel like if I got 3, that would be really, really pushing it.
And that's 1 minute. I think 3 would be tough. I'm quite confident. I would feel sick.
I'm
quite confident I could eat 2 hot dogs in a minute.
I've done like the 10 minute and like, I think I got 7 down, but it's like you get 7,
10 minutes.
You get 7 down though in like the first 5 minutes and then you want to die.
I could definitely eat 2 hot dogs in a minute, but could I eat 3?
Right.
And he eats 7 a minute. For 10 straight minutes.
I still land on the side.
I don't understand that.
I land on the side of impressive. Like, okay, yes. Like when we get into the whole what is a hot dog, whatnot, okay, like you can make yourself think about how gross it is. But literally the people that have chosen to do this as a profession, they're not even in his stratosphere.
Well, that's the point. We talked about Oklahoma City and the margin of victory, right? There's a historic year for Oklahoma City margin of victory. This dude takes a year off. He's like Jordan, comes back, you know, Jordan after he comes back from playing baseball, he comes back and he wins by 24 hot dogs.
Yeah.
He wins by 24 hot dogs.
Well, and like this isn't even, you know, Jordan comes back in the first year, what, I think the Magic beat him in the semis. So like it wasn't like, oh, he came back, lost this year, and then next year he'll go and dominate. It's like, no, he just came right back and was dominant.
Did you eat a hot dog this weekend?
I did. I ate. So we.
Does a brat count? I ate a brat. I didn't eat a hot dog.
Yeah, I think it's in the same spirit.
Was it a brat or a hot dog?
I went hot dog. So
you ate a hot dog. Okay.
So our 4th of July thing, normally my mom does burgers and dogs, but her friend made delicious ribs for the 4th. So because of that, I announced on Thursday we would do hot dogs and hamburgers at my house. And so I had a burger and 2 dogs.
Okay. That's patriotic.
Yeah.
That is patriotic of you. I also ate a hot dog. I was gifted, by the way, speaking of ribs, a friend from Kansas City gave me a bottle of Kansas City barbecue sauce. As a Memphian, can I deploy that in good conscience?
Okay, so I don't think you need to broadcast we're having KC-style barbecue sauce whenever you decide it, but if you want to throw it on the ribs and like hide it. I'm fine with that. I think you cannot lean into we're having Kansas City style tonight because I think you'll get booed out of the room.
Okay. Although he said that there really brisket is.
Yeah.
Is
I don't have a problem with Kansas City barbecue. I know I'm supposed to be like ultimately tribal about it, but the brisket I had at one of my buddies lives in Kansas City, and we would go to Oklahoma Joe's when I would go visit him. I've never had a bad meal there.
And then one thing we're good at, eating.
Yeah.
Showed it again this weekend.
Yep.
One thing that we're not as good at, soccer.
Mm-hmm.
We showed it again this weekend as the U.S. loses to Mexico in the CONCACAF final. They led 4 minutes in.
Well, we scored too early.
Led 1-0, and then Mexico tied it up and did triumph. Now, There was an unpunished handball, Jeffrey. Do you see this? Do you see the replay?
Yeah.
There was very clearly the score was knotted at one. I don't know if they say knotted, but it was knotted at one, and the Mexican player very clearly handball.
So
in the box.
I went with Stu Holden, who was on the broadcast. He basically laid it out that this is a handball, but it wouldn't have resulted in a penalty shot. So I didn't quite follow, but he seemed to not be worked up about it.
Not worked up about it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm worked up about it.
Well, no, I'm more worked up. The longer this has gone on, the more I'm worked up about our quote unquote good guys, good players sitting this one out. Like,
yeah,
I got no time for that. Like, I look all around the world this summer. There's a bunch of competitions that aren't all that serious in nature, and everybody's showing up and playing. But our guys, God forbid, they play a full season and then go and play for their national team. Like, I'm kind of out on that. It really chapped me.
World Cup less than a year from now. Is America going to be transfixed?
I would imagine it's going to be a lot like every other time, Jeff. We're going to come in ranked somewhere around 16 to 20. We will be the second team to advance from the group, and we'll get beat in the knockout round about like where the 16th team in the world goes.
How much? This is one of the phenomena that I point out all the time when the Olympics come. People are like, I don't care. I may not even watch, particularly the Winter Olympics. And then what happens is the Olympics start up.
You put the red, white, and blue. You put the anthem out there, and all of a sudden,
People are,
I think there's one other. There's one other key category.
All of a sudden, breakdancing is at the top of our mind.
I think there's one other key category. You also got to put up a medal count, and once we see a score graphic, we really start to care.
So you think we will care?
I think we'll care.
We'll care as long as the U.S. is.
I'm just not convinced it's going to be transformative.
All right. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington about the Grizzlies, what we saw over the weekend, what they did over the weekend. We will do that when we return. Before, I will tell you, if you are thinking of selling your home and you're getting besieged, we all do, by those, hey, we will buy your home with an instant cash offer. And you don't know where the people are from. You don't know if they're for real. It feels like it's some kind of a scam. It may also be true, though, that in this market, you're thinking, instant cash offer wouldn't be all bad. Like we wouldn't have to pour money into fixing up our home. We wouldn't have to have showings. We wouldn't have open houses. We wouldn't have to keep it clean. We wouldn't have to have the suspense, whatever. If you want the convenience of the instant cash offer, but you don't want to be dealing with, the random calls you're getting, I have a solution for you. And it is Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Because his cash offers full market value, same convenience as those unsolicited offers, but he will pay you significantly more. Doesn't want you to get ripped off. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to contact him. He's going to come to your home. He's going to tell you what it's worth. And he's going to, by the way, they also give you up to 4 months to move out. So it makes the whole thing incredibly stress-free. If you're interested, again, it's Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. You can check them out at joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.